WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
You're listening to WNRN. I'm Ann Williams, and in studio is Aaron McKeown. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Hi, Ann.
Aaron, you've got a new album that you just put out just last week called Hundreds of Lions. I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about this album. You've always had kind of a retro sound to your music, and maybe even a little bit of naughtiness as well in some of your choices of songs. But I really like how you've blended kind of all of those ideas into this new album. Tell us a little bit about making Hundreds of Lions.
Well, I think the key ingredient, well, first of all, thank you. I like it when people recognize that I'm somewhat naughty. I think the key ingredient for this record was time. The songs were written from 2005 to about 2008, mid-2008. So that's a relatively long period of time for an album to cover. Usually, and you know, when you get in the cycle, your first record is the first 20 years of your life. And then you get in this cycle of about every year. A record is about a year's worth of writing. So this was much longer than that. And I had a chance to kind of live a lot during that time. Now, I did other projects in the meantime. I did a live record and the Naughty Swing record.
Which was lovely.
Thank you. Good. Naughty. I think I needed more to happen to me and have more to write about and have a larger range of things on this record to encompass all the things that I am interested in. I think the other key part of making it is that I did it on my own without a record company and with my own money. So creatively, I had nobody else in the room throwing in any opinions, good or bad. So I was able to really get to my instincts, back to my instincts, I think, after having been in the woods of record labels and money and stuff for a few years. It was nice to be able to get back to what I think sounds good without any other input.
Well, and what sounds good on this record is lush instrumentation. You really had a lot going on in this record. Did you do all of the instruments, or do you have guests that sat in?
Well, I do play a lot of instruments, and that's something that has been very important to me over the years. But this record was produced by Sam Kassirer, who played piano on my Swing record and has been a collaborator of mine for a long time. And your listeners would also know his work from Josh Ritter. He's produced the last several Josh Ritter records. But Sam and I had a plan to do what we were calling top-down recording. So we'd begin every track with a creative click track, which sounds like a little electronic drum beat. I would play to that and play maybe a basic instrument, a keyboard or a guitar, and I would sing the song. And then we'd decide what did we need and what could we do, because between Sam and I, we play everything. But we don't play violins, violas, and cellos, and we don't play any woodwinds or brass. So we actually did that stuff first. And we had friends of his, people that he'd gone to college with and music school with, who came in, and we did it in a church in rural Maine. So then after that was done, we'd say, well, does it need bass? Does it need a drum kit? Does it need electric guitar? But really, it was my performance and then these orchestral instruments.
Aaron McKeown's in the studio with me, and could you play something for us from 100 Lions?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a song called Santa Cruz, and it's about, I think it's about wanting something you cannot have. And the things we let between the tide and the cigarettes, all the cups we cannot sip between our legs across our lips. Don't go, you don't go, and all the places we will meet between our start and our winding sheet. Some will leave and some will walk. Hung like thieves, we sing the cross. Don't go, you don't go, you don't go, you don't go. And all the rules we will not break will break beside each note I make between the beat and the speaker throw. what I think, where I still won't go. You don't go. You don't go. You don't go. You don't go. Don't look at me that way when you do what cannot do, but do everything you say. So don't look at me that way when you do what cannot do, but do everything you say. Santa Cruz, we're drawing close between the hems and the cuffs of clothes. And all the things I cannot do, I'm thinking of more I'll do to you. And late one night on borrowed cars, we went one time, was it too far? Between the headlights and engine block, between my knees, between the clock. You don't go. Don't go. You don't go. You don't go. Things we do and things we let, between the tide and the cigarettes, all the cups we cannot sip, between our legs, across our lips.
WNRN. Aaron McKeown in the WNRN studios, and we're talking about the brand new album called Hundreds of Lions. And she just did a version of the song Santa Cruz, which we've been playing here on Acoustic Sunrise. And glad to have Aaron here. I've been a fan of yours since that first Signature Sound album. Really liked that album, you know, all the way back to the song Blackbird on there. We played a lot, and we've been playing songs from most of the albums over the years. And it's just nice to finally have you here in the WNRN studios and get to talk with you about this new album. You talk about this album being fan-funded. I also know that Jill Solbule's album, California Years, was also fan-funded. She has that cute song on the album where she says thank you to all of her major funders, which are great. I understand you did your fundraising through this Cabin Fever kind of pay-per-view concert. How did that come about? How did you do it? How did people subscribe to it? It's a really interesting idea.
Well, what happened was, you know, I'd certainly heard about Jill and what she'd done. And, you know, I think Jill, pioneer in many respects, but has now become shorthand for this sort of patronage fan funding model that more and more artists are taking up, which I think is a good thing. That's a whole other conversation. But I wanted to do the same thing, but I wanted to, you know, of course, I needed to do it in a way that I felt comfortable with and that felt like me. So what I decided to do was to create kind of an internet variety show. It's a cross between Wayne's World and the Judy Garland show. And I did streaming internet house concerts. And from my house, I happen to live in a gorgeous cabin on a river in western Massachusetts. And so I did a series of them, like a residency, so to speak. So there was my living room, my front porch, the river. We actually got in the river, and in my front yard. And you could pay $10 for one or $30 for the series. And they were at different times of day on different days in the month of July. And people could watch live or they could watch later. And they're actually still up now and still funding. You can go to my website and click on Cabin Fever and watch them. But yeah, it was really exciting. It was really creative. And at the end of it, we had 4 hours of TV, 45 plus unique performances of songs. I had special guests at every episode, so there were unique duets that happened just for Cabin Fever, and we raised money for the record.
Well, what a great idea, and how much fun that must have been to put on, in a sense, your own little TV show.
Yeah, I'm addicted to it now. I don't know. I've had friends tell me that they think that's my new career, and I say that, well, I have a career I like right now, you know, but if this, you know, traveling around and singing songs doesn't work, I'd be happy to be a TV host.
Well, I'm glad you got your start, and I'm glad that it, you know, allowed you to make this new record, which is called Hundreds of Lions. Another tune from the new CD? We got the guitar now.
We got the guitar now. I think what I'll do is, you know, I've been trying to... One of the nice things about these songs is that they seem to be able to... They're very pliable. I can do a lot of things with them. So Santa Cruz, you know, as you hear it on the radio, is kind of this drum and bass electronic thing, and then I can play it on the piano today. And this song that I'm going to play you now on the record is a string quartet with flutes added. But I'll play it on the guitar today, and maybe we'll do the pub rock version of it. I will never leave you, and you will never know it, and I never known it so plain. I will be the one, pretend it was nothing to a blind man, each day looks the same. To a blind man, each day looks the same. Was it love? Was it travel? Was it true? Was it tragic? We all but a name. And when you say it's over, I will say it's over. But a bank account's more than the change. But a bank account's more than the change. My name in salt, your name in marble. The echo will be the refrain. I will never leave you, and you will never know it. To a player, everything is a game. To a player, everything is a game. My name is Saul, your name in marble. One trace is gone and one stays. I will hold the secret, you will never see it, cause the handsomest flower still fades. Oh, the handsomest flower still fades. And as each day goes by, we'll have better goodbyes. That's the beauty of time and of scale. But when I close my eyes, I will still see your light, cause the train only follows its rail. As a train only follows its rail. And we be the ones to pass on forever, as forever would do must fail. I will never leave you, you will never know it. To a hammer, everything is a nail. To a hammer, everything is a nail.
WNRN, Aaron McEwen in the WNRN studios this morning. Hundreds of Lines, the name of the new CD, and we heard the song called To a Hammer, which is the first song on the album.
I fooled you. That's okay. It was a different version.
Well, no, I actually listened to an interview that you did up at XPN, and you talked a lot about the foxes and the bad behavior and animal within that was the theme of this record. That's probably where I got stuck on it. But I do like the way these songs are put together. And tell us, I mean, if 3 years was what you needed to put together in terms of the songwriting, how do you go about songwriting? What is your technique?
Well, it's changed a lot. You know, as you were so kind to mention, I've been doing this a long time now, and there's a way that I wrote my first record, there's a way that I wrote my second record, and I think it has to do with, you know, as we grow older and priorities change in our life, and I think when I was writing my first record, all I did in my life was write songs. It was really, like, nothing else to cloud my mind, and as you get older, your life becomes more crowded. So I do find it harder to find time to write now. And so what I do now is I just try to be ready. I just try to every day play some music. I do love playing a lot of instruments. That keeps my mind kind of the machinery oiled in it for music. And now these days, most of my ideas come from dreams. I wake up in the morning and maybe I'll have some music in my head. And the best way I can describe it is it's like I hear, it's like someone in the apartment next door is playing something and I'm hearing it through the wall and I can kind of discern what it is. So then I'll go to an instrument and I'll try to play what I'm hearing. And that's very different from the early part of my career where every day I sat down and tried to write a song.
Well, you also are have been a session musician. Does that inform any of your songwriting as well, to be able to play on other people's records?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's for me, it's part of that keeping the machine oiled. The better I am at learning somebody else's songs and remembering a part and making sure my ears are getting better all the time, just helps me be able to, if I'm hearing again something in my head, to be able to technically do it and not forget it, or do it and have what I know lead me to places I don't know.
With this new album and this tour, we talked earlier about the fact that you're going to be out with Jill Solbule, but you're also going to be out playing some dates with some other people, including the WPA and Sonia Kitchell. How did you put this whole tour together? I mean, obviously, your dates with Jill Solbule are the predominant ones. How did you find these other dates and hook up with these other people?
Well, Jill and I didn't know each other very well before this thing. We'd admired each other from afar. We'd met a few times. But there was a real synergy, I think, beginning with the fan funding things that we had both done. But then we've found that musically we really, really complement each other well. But Jill had other dates that she'd already booked for this fall that she couldn't get out of. So if we'd had our druthers, the whole thing would have been together. But the spots where I'm doing stuff with other people is simply because Jill has to go and do other stuff. She's doing like a train ride across the Southwest and playing a Jewish community center somewhere. But it's great too because it's a very long tour and it breaks it up. And I'm looking forward to playing with WPA. And Sonia Kitchell is coming on to do some dates. And we have a few people here and there, and that just breaks it up, keeps it fresh for us.
Can we do one more song before we go?
Yeah, I'm going to do a keyboard song if that's all right with you.
Sure.
Since we're talking about Hundreds of Lions, I will play the song The Lions. That's really for me. It was the last song written for the record, and I think encompasses the whole thing in one musical package. Hundreds of lions roaring at their cage. She and I go dancing by in sequence, unscathed. You must believe us if we act like we're in love. We're professional acrobats and we like it dangerous. But in the moment before I hit that pool, I wonder, am I doing the fooling or am I the fool? There's a risk, there's a twist in anything worth doing. And if you're caught doing what's proper, you better stop before you ruin it. She and I were circus lovers, cannonball, somersault split. We were made to smile in sawdust, mean every word of it. Nothing turned us on more than to turn every eye. La da 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 da. But in the moment before the curtain dropped, I wondered, why am I always the bottom, never the top? There's always a risk. There's a twist in anything worth doing. And if you're caught doing what's proper, you better stop before you ruin it. So I regret, oh, I fret, I could never tell you the truth. But the act was more practical if I just kept on doing it. Hundreds of lions sleeping silent, their cage bright, canvas folds, striped satin face. Wild animals have to roam free and far. Despite the occasional tie-up, she was never one for bars. But in our tattooed bodies, we'll keep a part of the freak show our mothers warned us about. There's always a risk, there's a twist in anything worth doing. And if you're caught doing what's proper, you better stop before you ruin it. So I regret, oh, I fret, I can never tell you the truth. But we live with what we're given, oh, and I will always believe in love.
WNRN. Aaron McCune's my guest this morning. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we've been talking about the new album called Hundreds of Lions. Well, thank you so much for coming in and playing live in the WNRN studios. It's a real pleasure. I've been looking forward to having an opportunity to speak with you for years. So this is, you made my day.
Well, thanks so much. And you guys, Charlottesville feels like another hometown to me. So it's great to be here.
Thanks again.